Watson Hall presents. Outgunned, Project Medusa. With Roger B.W. as the director. Right, meanwhile, Shim.
Yes.
What do you need to do in terms of character?
Let's have a look. So, I have got a name, so that's the hard part. I am a brain. I am really out of shape, and hang on, I've got an idea.
You're playing Nero Wolf?
More like Cafe Nero Wolf, possibly.
Oh, see, very good. See, whereas mine is, I take nothing seriously, but in and out, it's a piece of cake.
So I need to choose a trope, and I wasn't sure what tropes other people had. I know it's not necessarily crucial, but
I went for free spirit, which, as far as I can tell, is designed to make sure you don't play well in a gaming group. I'm hoping to find a way around that.
Follow your heart.
Isn't that Lone Wolf is the one you want to watch out for?
I'm bad to the bone.
Bit of George Thorogood.
Yeah. Band to the... Okay, yeah. So you're trouble.
I don't remember what Nick went for.
He's an old commando, but...
How annoying can you be?
Oddly, that is not one of the listed traits.
Well, it'll have a different name. I'll tell you how annoying they could be. I couldn't find an index for this bloody thing.
No.
It basically, I've not had a chance to read the mechanics chapter, but I've looked through the cheat sheet, and it seems to be the D6 system.
Except for matches rather than sixes.
But you're just rolling a dice pool in the same sort of way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And guessing... doubles, triples, and so on.
Right.
I will run over it, because it has been a while, even people who have played it before. And if anybody listened to episode 1 recently before this, well, tough luck, suckers.
Okay.
Party killer is not in the sense of,
I did wonder.
It turned out not to be at all what I expected, because I've got two or three things in my head that it could have been before I read it. And none of them were great, really.
Mm.
The only one, perhaps, you are the party killer, you're the best at killing people, and I thought, that's a bit, not very heroic.
So basically, we've got two rebellious types who are trouble. Whatever Nick is, surely Nick is hot stuff. I find it hard to imagine him resisting that.
But he's a commando. I mean, does that? He's not going commando. Well, I hope not.
One never knows.
I will not be Lone Wolf, because that's guaranteed to annoy everyone, including me.
You could be a hunk.
I could be a hunk.
I mean, obviously playing a bit to type, but,
What a smoothie you are.
I feel more like a smoothie, honestly. One of those healthy ones full of kale.
Not kale. No. You have to be nice to me this evening. I'm drinking decaf tea.
Sorry. Actually, how is it? Never tried it.
I've got a box.
Almost, but not quite. Exactly unlike tea.
Fair enough.
Right. This is Yorkshire tea decaf, which doesn't taste like Yorkshire tea, but it's drinkable. You can sort of get used to it. The first couple of cups are definitely the worst. And then the next 10 million, they're pretty bad. Anyway, I'll move on to another literary reference.
It's your Guinness Zero, basically, is what you're trying to say.
It's okay, but yes. I wouldn't be voluntarily drinking it if I was not literally under doctor's orders.
Too much caffeine.
Well, it's not too much caffeine, it's when in the day. Because I said, well, I'd stopped having caffeine after, you know, after a reasonable hour, and they said, when's that? It's about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you mean in the evening? I said, yeah. I said, no, you need to stop early. I said, right, okay, I'll stop early.
I stop about 2 o'clock, I must admit.
So I've been, so next time we met up, I said, yeah, I'm not having anything after about maybe 6 or 7 now. In the evening, they said. Yeah. And they suggested the afternoon, 2 at the latest. And oh, come on. The whole point of it is to wake you up or keep you awake.
Yeah, I do. I switched to decaf coffee, but I have resisted the with tea. I'm actually fine drinking decaf tea, but I'm not. I'm lucky in that regard. But
it's okay, but it's just not as delicious as a regular cup of tea. So why would you go for this unless you had to?
No, I must admit, I stop at 2 o'clock, shift to cold drinks for a little bit, and then if I'm drinking anything hot,
it's a warm beer.
It's, oh god. Oh god, hot, heated up beer. hot chocolate or, which obviously has caffeine in, which is the other annoying, but generally actually hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena,
from which we all remember.
Your list of names.
Well, when we were kids, that's what and you were slightly under the weather. It was either hot lemon or hot Ribena,
or just Lucozade.
We were a strictly hot lemon family.
I used to be sick after Lucozade, so I'm still not a mad. I really don't like the taste.
I associate it with being ill, and I haven't had it for a long time. I don't even know if they still... I mean, they do so many Lucozade sort of sports drinks. I don't even know if they still make the stuff that, if you recall, used to come in a knobbly glass bottle wrapped in cellophane that you could cut into little fish shapes that would then curl up on your hand.
Yeah.
All the fun's been taken out of everything these days.
I know. I mean, it's like Quality Street no longer being with the cellophane thing, so you can't make your 3D glasses from it.
No.
But
no. Well, they're certainly very disappointing 3D glasses, since I think they're in quite thick paper now, aren't they?
It is. Yeah, it's quite boring.
But I can see the point. I'm kind of with them on that one. Yeah, recyclable.
Well, yeah, but...
The user in Morocco who isn't in Morocco, kindly fuck off and stop trying to download my entire server.
It's still at it, isn't it?
There's been a lot of that today.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Message earlier. It's extremely frustrating. I did have to stop my computer from once again trying to put my entire hard drive into your WebDAV folder, which it likes to do when I'm trying to copy a single file over. Someone goes, "Oh, C drive," you say. No! No, I did ask. That has all my plans for destruction of Roger A, B to D, you know. Or, you know.
Like Batman with the Justice League.
I learned from Batman, yeah.
So, do you have a trope?
I don't yet. Like, if other people are leaning towards the Rebel Without a Cause sort of vibe, I am tempted to be a stickler.
There's Good Samaritan, that was a trope, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's Good Samaritan, there's The Last Boy Scout.
Neurotic Geek.
My personal lack of pop culture knowledge makes that quite difficult for me to play.
Well, it's something to be neurotic about. By inclination, you're a pop culture geek.
Vigilante.
But unfortunately, you've never quite picked up any of the stuff.
Yeah, pop culture, you know. phonology.
These G37s are great. These are the same ones NASA used when they faked the moon landing.
I think I might go last Boy Scout. This one.
It's quite a good film as well.
Not saying it. That was something I noticed with a lot of the films they mentioned. I haven't seen quite a lot of their references.
What is the reference?
The Last Boy Scout, Bruce Willis film. It's all right.
Okay.
Got into quite a lot of trouble because they actually had a girl on there who was swearing like there was no tomorrow, and the whole point was that she was underage, and the reason why the film went to a 15 was because she was swearing. And she was 12 in the film. So there was the Daily Mail that basically.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Hit Girl.
Yep.
To be fair.
That is not the word starting with hit that I associate with the Daily Mail.
No.
No.
Well, I did notice that they've done a hit piece on Zach Polanski, which Zach Polanski has simply quoted in its entirety. It's like, yep, this. Which, you know,
he's
I approve.
He's no fool.
Yep.
Remember that right at the end you get 2 more skill points.
It's not got that far yet. I get another feat from this set. Has the same problem as every single rule book, especially when you're looking at it in PDF, of...
It could do with the names of the feats and things being hyperlinked to their description and being able to jump back as well. That would make it great and would make up for the lack of an index.
They're not even in
the table of contents. Well, it'll take you to the section, at least.
Just so.
But that is all, you're right.
So I'll come back to feeds and then after feeds...
I ended up using 2 or 3 windows open at different pages in order to deal with it, which...
So after feats, I get what?
Got a total of 3 feats from roll and trope.
Yep.
Roll gives you gear with some choices there.
Yep, got that.
You got 1 adrenaline, 1 spotlight, 1 cash.
Oh, 1 adrenaline. Sort of cross off the others.
You can gain them later.
Yeah, so cross off yours, 1 spotlight, 1 cash, cross off the others. Okay, I've got my gear. Then it's add 2 free skill points.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it obviously can't go above.
Yeah. Obviously it needs to be no, because that's my... my thing.
Yes, my attitude to this game is very much formed by my experience with the Italian film industry or the products thereof. I've had nothing to do with it directly. Yeah, Alien comes out.
You used to appear in Jell-O films or something.
or Jell-O films, let's not worry about the pronunciation. Alien comes out. Within 6 months, there are 200 cheap Alien rip-offs. That's the Italian film industry I love.
Nice.
Yeah, if you watch Dark Corner's reviews, they cover quite a lot of the worst of the Italian ones, and some of them are spectacular. I mean, you know, every country has its spectacular films.
The Turkish ones are quite good as well.
Yes, indeed. What's that Turkish superhero one that everyone drags up every now and again? It's like Spider-Man or something, and it's Turkish Spider-Man. It's completely not... You know, they've obviously bought a copy of the comic at some point, and that's about as far as the research and indeed licensing went. I'm just going to type up my character on a proper sheet while we're talking.
probably going to go for high culture, which is free reroll for various things.
Yeah, a lot of these are basically free rerolls. Anything that's got a lightning bolt by it means you need to spend adrenaline to power it.
Yeah. So I think for the sort of generic, vaguely Dan Brown knows things archetype, I think that's what you need. Mm. You've got to be able to do your history, your literature or something.
I've just noticed I'm a terrible shot.
Ooh.
It's all right, I'm a gunslinger.
Oh, I thought you were an ace.
No, he's a criminal. But he's a gun. He's criminal. A gunslinging criminal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which is not a band, though possibly it should be.
I get a free reroll.
Oh, rolling error there on the character sheet. Leadership.
Leadership. Yeah, there, I noticed that. Do I want to be mastermind or outsmart? Outsmart, probably outsmart.
What's the difference between them from the point of view?
Mastermind is you can re-roll. You can repeat one roll of any kind, ignoring minus ones for conditions and circumstances. Outsmart is you can make a roll of any kind using no instead of the normal skill, but they both cost adrenaline.
Oh, okay. Right.
Nifty.
I'm assuming adrenaline is going to be in quite short supply. So.
Well, you get adrenaline by being impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Or making me laugh. So.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay.
This is another reason I like this system. That's a stunning rule I have in almost every game I run. There, when it was GURPS, you get a character point for corpsing the GM.
Mm-hmm.
It standard.
Mm.
Not that you lot need the encouragement. But...
I don't know what you're talking about. And speaking of not knowing what we're talking about,
it's got to take it? Selfless. I did not take the one blind without your glasses because I am. Did I tell you about the training day on Thursday? I probably didn't because it was Thursday.
I don't think so.
So one of the training sessions, it was like it's all staff CPD day.
Oh, yeah, you were writing scenarios.
Yeah, I wrote a scenario for you. Mm-hmm. I still need a little work. But most of us don't. It's pick two of these workshops to attend. So I picked first aid, which is always useful, mm-hmm. and visual impairment awareness, which I went on. Which is quite interesting. It's, adaptations and how to deal with students with various different impairments. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly, ask them what they need and so on.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, definitely useful for some people. Also things that I hadn't thought of, like if someone's got a visual impairment and they never seem to be paying attention, maybe they're using a different part of their visual field, which wouldn't have automatically occurred to me. Mm. So that's useful to.
Yeah, they're always looking across to one side. Well, actually,
yeah, exactly.
They're looking there because they're concentrating on you in front of them.
Yeah, they've got partial vision or. Peripheral vision's better, or because of glare, all kinds of things. So, and needing to move around the room, which, again, is just useful to be aware of. But they also had this table where they just laid out about 20 pairs of goggles that have been adjusted in various ways to mimic various visual impairments, which is quite interesting. They have, left and right-sided, partial, and cataracts, which eventually my dad's just had his cataract operation.
Mm-hmm. But like those old age suits that you can get.
Yes.
Frankly terrifying.
Yeah. Easier version.
We don't need an old age suit though, John. We ache all by ourselves.
I just went to open a little pocket pack of tissues, and I just had seen her after I'd immediately gone, God, they've made that hard to see. Oh, this is the rest of my life, isn't it? Me increasingly picking things up and go, oh, God, that's small print. Oh, they've made that hard to see, haven't they?
The staring at the billboard.
It's an FFG game. It's just true.
Mm.
I don't think there is anybody in their office who is older than 23.
But anyway, so I was trying all these various things, and tunnel vision, all this kind of stuff. And you can see how people get really tired if you're having to scan constantly with a very small visual field. And I put on one of these, just going, what's this one do? And it's, like 1/16th vision or something. So it's like, hang on, took my glasses off, put it back on. It's like, makes no difference whatsoever. And then so I gave my glasses to the member of staff who put them on and went, oh, fuck! And then passed them all around the room for everyone else to go, oh! And then they spent about 5 minutes offering me advice about visual impairment.
Saying you should audition for parts as Japanese prisoner of war camp guard in old British films. With the big bottle glasses.
Including, I was very polite, and when they said, have you tried those new Meta glasses with the narration? I didn't punch anyone.
I've seen a much better pair, because obviously other companies are doing similar things. That's got much more of a heads-up display. Rather than trying to do anything really fancy, they just put green text as a heads-up display. And I think it can actually have a highlight that highlights what something is that it's referring to.
Yeah.
And that seemed like a much better idea than ending up like a sort of Michael Caine on steroids, Harry Palmer glasses.
I think really, if you're doing anyone else's glasses and it's an assistive technology, what you want is to make it very, very clear this is not the glasses that record you.
Probably make them really stand out in some way that either a logo or something about them that is the equivalent of having a white cane. You know, that they can make a point of it. You don't have to read something or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can, for a lot of people, you might have a white cane as well, but, depending on the nature of your impairment.
Yeah, but that wouldn't necessarily make people think that the glasses...
No,
they might think the glasses are there to record things for maybe an assistant back home or something who could say, oh yes, well, that was the way you were supposed to go.
Don't drink that!
Yeah. Or just happens to record stuff as part of what it's supposed to be doing, because that's what a lot of these things seem to be doing anyway. So,
right.
I need to find a picture, obviously, for my character.
Yeah, I was trying. I still haven't worked out a character, who I am, who I'm played by in the film.
No, I'm not being the guy from the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, shit.
what other kind of brain characters do we have in
Daniel Jackson? Stargate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. The linguist. Is that who I'm thinking of?
Oh, that works, I think. Yeah.
Who goes on to play the guy from... oh, God. Bloody hell, Beth and I were about season 3 or season 4 of the damn thing. It's the one where basically he's the most wanted criminal in the world and he turns up and basically hands himself in.
I only heard about this a couple of weeks ago. And I looked up what it was and it turned out it was a show that ran for a decade. I didn't know anything about it. His name's not Redmond, but it's something... You'd never find out who he is, apparently.
It's the relationship to her. So, is he her father? Isn't he? And there's a whole load of stuff.
But apparently, the whole thing that you don't know who he is, even though they appear to have found that out. It's actually deeper than that. And they've apparently fluffed it in the last series, which I notice a lot with things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, though, of course, some of that is that when they fluff it, everybody stops watching and then the series gets cancelled. So.
As much in what you say.
Okay, I've just signalled the link to you, Roger, which should go to the form fillable version. Now, I'd be interested, if you can access it, if you can see it or if it's just blank to you.
Okay,
Definitely filled in for me, but we had a lot of problem with... Oh, I say that, I've just opened it and it's totally blank.
And that's why you printed it off and wrote it down in the first place.
No, that's just because I find it easier to deal with for character sheet, to get used to it when I've got it in my paper.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that save?
Well, I just got them not found from that link, so...
Oh. Okay, well, forget that then. I'll have to try this again.
Blacklist. And,
the name. Oh, yeah, I think I watched the first two episodes of that, but I ended up not loving it.
Yeah, but the guy who... The guy who is the geek in Stargate is the old bloke in Blacklist, and you look at it and think, hang on, how could he be? And then you think, but
he's the voice of Ultron as well, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah,
saying something ridiculous like the 25th anniversary of The Mummy Returns.
And that's, you know, not even the first one, the bloody sequel.
You'll too, yeah.
Isn't that the one where Brendan Fraser
really hurt himself?
Possibly. He has one of the best lines, I think, in the Ultron movie, whatever it was called. Something of Ultron.
Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
That sounds reasonable. When he's escaping on the Avengers jet... And the Hulk you don't see on board, but Hulk goes leaping up and crashes in through the back door, and you just hear, oh, for God's sake. And I just love this robot that's just sort of, you know, that's it, I'm smarter than all of you, but I'm going to have to go. And, oh, leave me alone.
Foxy does not like actually putting images into thing.
John, for your reference, I have nothing on either of the PDF readers I've tried. It's just a blank sheet.
Yeah, funny thing is, that's how it now looks to me. So, we'll pretend I haven't done anything with that, and I'll do it again and print it.
No, PDF. I don't even have a sheet for anybody else, so...
Oh, okay. Right.
Do you want to send it to me, John, just for comparison?
Well, no, it's clearly not saved it. Because I've just opened it myself, and there's nothing there.
How annoying.
Yeah, I always thought form fillable meant you could fill in the form, you know?
Somewhat ironically, Adobe originally was designed for Macs, not for Windows.
I'm not using Adobe.
The problem with all the form fillers I've used, it's only ever Adobe that
works for me.
They're very reluctant actually to save, you know, are you quite sure you want to save this? Are you sure you want to save it with your changes? Oh, you might be overwriting a file. Do you want to do that?
Mm.
With your changes?
I originally saved as, you know, I was saving it as something else. I can't believe I've got to type all that crap in again. Still, it filled in nicely. I didn't have the problems that I have had with a lot of these things of different lines having different sized text, or you're not being able to fit anything in. Can't see some of it, like the 2300 one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 2300 one seems particularly rubbish.
Yeah. It's just not quite as good as it should be, in that, you know, it mostly works, and then you can't see anything but the bottom quarter of a letter from one whole line.
Mm.
What's my modifier? Well, it could be plus one.
Apparently it's going to stick your head in a pig.
I am most of the way through doing your character sheet, John.
Doing my character sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do it again. It's
fine. I'm quite fast at this. So. I've started now.
So you'll finish.
I won't do the refresher on the mechanic till Nick is here, because I suspect he will want it as well.
Mm-hmm. We could always pull a go Johnny go 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 on him and just keep throwing out, you know, how the mechanics work, or in fact don't. Name your pairs.
Anyway, things that get you adrenaline. You get the success you needed against all odds. You get a far greater success than you needed. You have an idea that rocks the story. You make a great sacrifice. You induce strong emotions. You captivate people with your portrayal. You're at the centre of an epic scene. Everyone cheers. That's the sort of thing that gets you adrenaline.
Right, everyone cheers. How American is this guy? I know it's Italian. It's just...
everyone waves their glasses of red wine.
Well, this is like the anti-Watsonhall game. I mean, none of those things ever happen.
We sometimes say cheers.
You get the occasional snicker. Or a I mean, that's about the level of it, isn't it? We know that on the inside, you're enthusiastic.
Of course.
Well, I don't think any of us are quite that expressive, are we?
Well, I mean, you know, it's when, you know, Nick cracks one of his jokes.
I mean, is that what he's been doing?
Well, apparently, so he tells us.
You've solved a mystery there. Thank you. Apparently, he's on life admin at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is better than life support.
So where were we last time, anyway? Old plane, I seem to recall.
Sounds about right.
I know nothing.
I'm guessing it sounds like the kind
so,
of thing
so
you'd be
what
doing.
So what would you two be doing on a plane full of mercenaries and other things?
Which two of us is that aimed at?
I presume us two.
I have the faintest idea.
Are we talking like a chartered plane that's...
No, more of a Hercules.
What sort of receptionist are you?
Right, no. When he says that we're on a plane, other people don't know we're on the plane. We've snuck on.
Yeah.
Right. But is it an ordinary passenger? It's not a...
No,
it's a Hercules. It's not an ordinary passenger.
It is referred to throughout the script as a Hercules, but it's actually a Transall, because the producer knew a guy who could get him one cheap. That I think is a fundamental point of the way I'm running this setting.
Okay. Have we also snuck on?
Well, it's going to be a lot simpler if you're on the plane.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes.
I mean is, have we snuck on rather than having a legitimate reason to be on the plane?
I'm pretty sure you don't have a legitimate reason to be on the plane.
That seems likely. From what I vaguely recall of
that. Potentially have been captured.
Mm-hmm. What sort of receptionist are you, Tiffany?
The sort who can't keep a job. I've put receptionist, but, you know, she's also secretary or anything like that. She can only get these sorts of jobs because she's doing fine for a bit, but then turns up late several days in a row looking as if she's been hit by a car,
mm-hmm.
and in some cases has, and then gets fired. And I figure she's got one of those sort of cute little Japanese vans,
mm-hmm.
the sort of Bedford Rascal type, but it never comes into play because it's always in for repairs. But that's mm-hmm. where she lives when she can't pay the rent and gets thrown out of her apartment, which also happens a lot.
So
I pictured her as sort of a character in, like, in Her Neighbourhood. No, she's convinced she can solve everybody's problems as she runs. She's not thrilled about having to help these people, but feels that, you know, she will. But she's not quite the Good Samaritan or the Last Boy Scout. She's not doing it. She also won't accept help very easily. So I'd picture her in sort of moving around but staying in roughly the same sort of area of a city and coming across various problems that she gets in with, you know, criminals and so on. Mm-hmm. So I must admit that I get onto a Hercules with a bunch of mercenaries?
I am thinking that you
not
have
part
been,
of my original idea.
I think you might have been kidnapped, actually.
But one possible idea which occurred to me, it's since you are constantly losing jobs or on the verge of losing jobs.
It happens.
If something that is important for your job has ended up on this plane, a briefcase full of important paperwork, and you've gone, I have to get that job, get that back, my job's on the line. you know, mix up by the airport, by porters at the airport and that sort of thing. Obviously, you
would
sneak
in. It would have to be pretty... well, I suppose you could have perhaps snuck on to get it after seeing something loaded by somebody, and then somebody else went and got on, so she just hid, but then they didn't move, and the next thing you know, it's full of people.
I'm going to go with the gun battle that we had right at the end might have meant that she didn't actually come out of hiding.
That seems very likely.
Yeah, people started sort of loading on board just as she was, or heading in the direction that she was trying to leave, whatever it was.
They did take off in a fair old hurry.
Mm-hmm. They took off in a fair old hurry, and we got on by
in that order.
By Nick driving up the ramp.
I thought you said you snuck on board.
Give me a sense.
Hercules
is big.
And the passengers.
It's big, but it's not. It's not. Did somebody drive on board? Oh, it's probably just the expansion joint.
Why did we leave the ramp open anyway?
Because they were taking off in a big hurry.
And other such questions.
Because we were coming up behind them rather rapidly.
As I have had personally observed at the Royal International Air Tattoo, the background for Hercules has a convenient halfway up mode where it is absolutely perfect for putting a crate of beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was designed by people who knew what they were talking about.
For my part, is it remotely plausible that something on this plane might be something that belongs in a museum?
Me, I don't know.
Well, Nick's character.
Yeah, Nick. Because something like that would work.
Any indication
that anybody might have required help, which I would obviously feel obliged to go and...
How would you feel about blatant illegality?
I mean... The concept of law is, you know, a complex and rich topic
for discussion. As in that there are some crates being loaded aboard which are definitely not crates that should be casually being moved around without extreme precautions.
I might well feel I ought to go and inspect
that. Can
I
remember what was in the drugs? Was it drugs or something? I honestly can't remember.
I do not remember whether you had actually checked to see what was in them, because I didn't get that far in re-listening. I think possibly you had.
Okay, I can imagine if I thought something was being loaded on that, for example, without proper recording, I might, you know, be hurrying over to, you know, that's not how you need to handle that, you know, it's not safe. And then obviously once the gun battle starts, also ducking behind something, although possibly not those.
I think I've cracked the PDF thing. Oh, hang on. Right. The options when I look at the saving, you've got save, save as. You've also got export. If I export it, it appears to save.
But if I save as, it doesn't. No.
So I don't quite know what that's for.
Export basically saves it as a flattened PDF, so you won't be able to edit it anymore. May or may not be a bad thing.
No, it's editable.
Okay.
What the hell are you using?
A Mac.
Yes, I know, but what sort of... Are you using Mac Acrobat?
No, I'm using Skim and Preview, which is the one that comes with it. One of the reasons I ended up here was to get away from programs like Acrobat.
Mm. Well, I can see your point.
I mean, to be fair...
But, you know, I'll admit I haven't read the manual on this program. I thought it would just work like the last one I used, which also wasn't Acrobat. But yeah, okay, as long as I know that I need to export, that makes a lot more sense. Thank you, Shim. Anyway. Yes, I've just made some tweaks, but basically fine. Thank you very much. Autofill can assist with filling in this form. Not while I have my strength. Right, that's great.
What does Dick Madden look like?
Dick is played by... I think actually Dick might be played by a young Bruce Willis. I think that's...
Oh, with hair. Mostly.
Yeah, sort of moonlighting level.
Moonlighting, Chatterday, that kind of thing. Mm. The Return of Bruno.
Oh, God. No, that's unfair.
Or, indeed, let's go further. I haven't got a kind of who would play her in the movie for Tiffany, but she's 5'2", slight build, with a sort of dark, boyish haircut, and even though she's 24, from a distance, is very often dismissed as a child, which pisses her off no end.
Excellent.
Possibly the lady who plays Jessica Jones, then.
Don't know.
So... actually, that would kind of work, I think. Actually, Jessica, I mean, not being funny about it.
Short hair, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, she's quite small. I mean, to be fair, obviously in Jessica Jones, she is super strong, super. So it's not quite, but she could take a punch as well, sort of thing. And she can fly. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Tiffany probably can't.
No, I've kind of got a... picture Nicola Bryant as Perry in Doctor Who,
yes.
With slightly shorter hair. Don't picture it too strongly there. And possibly a little bit slimmer overall.
Yeah, that season when every single story had her being sexually menaced by somebody or something, yeah.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
She got really, really, really fed up with that.
Yeah. Also, it's about the least appropriate series for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so irrelevant.
Yeah, but if that's the only series you've been assigned to, then I guess you just go...
yeah.
Make the most of it. Right, so where's that gone? So I shall upload that one to there. Move that across.
Shorter hair, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just finding a picture where they're not emphasising her chest.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck with that.
Imagine somebody without...
yeah, well, that one I just found is the best I've got so far.
That rider is the one I haven't seen.
Slave search is actually useful something. Who knew?
Good thought. Right, back in a minute. I'm sure
Safe search
on his way.
Yes. Look, who the hell is that?
What?
Sorry, I'm looking on...
it's me, I only lasted for like 2 minutes, guys.
Who is this suave, debonair young man that I see before me?
With the Captain Birdseye beard.
Speaking of which, I'm getting a bit big and bushy as well, so might need a...
Yeah, I'm not surprised you raise your eyebrow there. It's like...
I know.
A few centuries to go, I think, before we can...
Well, averaged out across all of us, we probably have reasonable beards, but...
yeah. This is true. Who is... So, Shim, is that your character?
Yes.
Okay, I want to hit him already. Who is it? Is it some poor... some AI generate... No, not AI generate. It's some... general thing.
No, it's like, okay.
Picture.
I would,
as the heir of a teen idol.
I started off with Calvin Keane. I was like, he's a brain, so Keane felt appropriate. I'm mostly inspired by Commander Keane, I have to admit. The platforming game. Mm-hmm. There's a deep cut. And there's like Calvin, no, that's not right, that's a bit too American also. But you know, makes Ignatius, like even Nate. So Nate Keane, you see Nate Keane works. So Ignatius Keane.
But that does indeed appear to be young Bruce Willis.
That's very young. That's Bruce Willis.
Wait, were you asking about my name or the picture of Bruce Willis I posted?
Yeah, well, take your pick. that is Bruce Willis at the age of 12, I believe, and I actually do want to smack him.
This
it makes much more sense. So it's like, I didn't think my name was that offensive.
It was more Bruce Willis, but Ignatius Keane I will relax with. But I was thinking more. God, I'm gonna have to Google things now.
I just wanted to try very hard not to have my character be a scowling, small Asian woman. Mm. Because that's inevitably what this sort of character is in a film. You know, they just seem to default to bad-tempered young Asian woman. Mm. Probably because it's very easy to find, comparatively, a small martial arts trained female actress. That's a tautology, isn't it? Actress in the Asian market rather than elsewhere.
And if you're lucky, you get Michelle Yeoh, who can actually act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have
you seen her early films? I mean, you know, she's got a lot better.
She had to learn to act.
Developed. Mm. See also Arnie earlier, mm. Although he makes a far less convincing Asian woman.
No, don't. I have, unfortunately.
Mm. I have. I survived.
But is it a masterpiece, Roger? That's the thing.
No. In no way, shape or form. I mean, to be fair, Arnie says it's rubbish.
I don't think anybody making it could have been under any other impression.
Yeah. No, I mean, his first one, really, where he was actually good in a film, was Conan, I would have said.
Mm. Pumping Iron?
Hello.
And speaking of Pumping Iron, here's a man who always does the ironing. Hello, Nick.
I haven't ironed. That my first job, my boss got me an iron at the Christmas present.
No.
Which may have been a clue.
Sorry, I nearly said that's quite a burn, but hopefully it wasn't.
Would have been if I'd have done it.
Are you all right?
No, I'm pissed off. But that's insurance companies for you.
Let us know if you need to, Ben.
God, I'm just too angry to think of it. So I have sent an email. Let me open up Audacity.
A can of worms?
Audio City.
A can of whoop-ass?
With full auto?
It's regarding my claim from the summer when a car drove into me and it has been closed. It wasn't my fault. And still not resolved. And I've just had an insurance quote, which is triple my last year's quote. Even though they have acknowledged in the email it wasn't my fault. Trying to get through to them. Right, anyway.
Yeah, that's the downside with an awful lot of ones these days.
What says Admiral?
Admiral, okay, so Admiral actually specifically say, can I make a suggestion? Start posting about it on Mastodon, Facebook.
I'll just go to the financial ombudsman. I've got an email from their own department saying it's not my fault and it'll be resolved within 2 weeks. And that was 6 weeks ago. So,
I'm beginning to think he's not a real admiral.
Oh, God. Do you know, I've been sitting here thinking there's something odd about me and I've just suddenly thought, why have I got a headache?
You're wearing the wrong glasses.
Because I'm wearing the wrong glasses.
Have you been wearing shims all this time?
Indeed. The wrong trousers, Grummet.
Well, by the sound of it, you might as well have been wearing a pair of trousers instead of glasses from Shim's prescription. Mm. I had no idea they were so bad.
The thing is, for everyone else, it's obviously going to have the opposite effect from what I see, which is very little, because it'll just be like hyper-focusing your vision.
Right, let's see if I can find my character. Sorry. Please continue, don't mind me.
I'll just make up some numbers. Right, I think we have an approximate idea of why the two new characters are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll admit it was a trickier cold start than I was expecting.
Yeah. Of all the why are you in this location, it was a relatively challenging one. Wasn't it?
A quick summary of the system. You will do all the rolling. Everything's an attribute plus a skill. Sometimes I will ask for a specific combination, sometimes you get to choose. You describe roughly what you're doing, roll d6 equal to the total of the two. Various things can get you extra dice, like spending adrenaline.
Can I ask on the attribute and skill thing, is it always the governing attribute for the skill? You can't say, use a...
Well, that would depend on what you're doing.
So you could use a skill that's not under, say, brawn. You could use it with something else.
I mean, if you felt it was applicable. I don't see why not.
Okay, thank you.
So you'll have between 2 and 6 dice. You can't go outside that. You roll them all. Each set of 2 or more matching faces is a success. It doesn't matter what the value is. 2 matching is a basic success, 3 is a critical, 4 is extreme, 5 is impossible. If you get 6 matching, you become the GM for the next round. There will be a difficulty level for the task, as it might be, this is a critical task, so you need a 3 match. If you get a higher difficulty than you need, you get some sort of benefit in the situation. If you get more successes than you need, you get extra actions. Or you can activate feats that have an action cost with that extra action, or whatever. If you have at least 1 basic success and you want more, you can re-roll. So you take all the dice that aren't part of a combination and roll them again. If you don't get a better result with that than the first time round, you lose 1 of the successes you had. Unless it was a free re-roll, in which case you don't need to have that initial success. That would be from a feat that says you get a free re-roll when you do X. That doesn't need the success, and it doesn't lose 1 if you don't get any better.
The likelihood of me remembering any of this is nil, but let's carry on anyway.
Yeah. Well, your option 1 is the free re-roll, if you get 1, for what you're doing. Option 2 is the slightly dangerous re-roll. Option 3 is going all in. You basically roll all the remaining dice, and if you don't get a better result, you lose everything. It'll be fine.
Sounds fine. Sounds very fine indeed.
A dangerous roll can cost you grit if you fail. Grit is not exactly a hit points, but it's a general endurance and so on. When you run out, you start picking up a box and say, you look whatever. An extremely risky action is a gamble, where this is the only time that the numbers you roll matter, because each one you roll loses your grit. That's it. Adrenaline, you have a point to start with. If you fill in the hot box on the grit track, that's the one just before you lose consciousness, you get 2 more. You'll get more for doing impressive stuff. Spend 1 to get a die, spend 1 to activate a feat, spend 6 to get a spotlight, which basically lets you do something awesome.
But I was born awesome.
Also, when you invoke your own flaw, or you can call a new catchphrase.
That will give you a spotlight.
Right. So you just have the one catchphrase, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you use a spotlight, roll a d6 on a 1 to 3, you get the spotlight back. If you use it to save a friend, then on a 1 to 3, they get the spotlight. That's from certain death, you understand. You've got feats, can be, sometimes they're always active, sometimes they need adrenaline. Right, when you fill in the bad box on the grip track, which I think is number 8, you will get a condition. But you'll recover grip with a good night's sleep, or a break, or the end of a shot. Game session. So, if you'd lost any grip last time, you guys, you're back to full.
So we should have no, be on no grit.
Yep. And when you run out of grip, you play Death Roulette, which is fine.
It's, yeah, that was my next cool question. Okay.
And Nick has already crossed off one box for Death Roulette because he is old.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't realise when you said you're playing an old commander that is actually a sort of designation of this game.
That is a thing that I'm playing. I'm still looking for my character, but I will I'll track him down.
I managed to find Dick, so I'm quite pleased. So,
what was my guy called? Does anyone know?
No. You said a lot of things during that session.
I did. I'll have to pick one of those.
Many of which I truly hope were not character names.
Some may be medical conditions.
So, very quick summary of combat. I won't go into any of the details, but basically you'll have action and reaction turns. So in the action turns, you do the things you want to do. In the reaction turns, the bad guys will do something and you will make a roll to avoid the effect of whatever they're doing.
Right.
Bad guys can include, you know, gravity.
The biggest baddie of all.
Yeah,
I don't worry, I've taken parkour, which, I have to say, I'm suddenly seeing less use for now I'm in the back of a transport aircraft.
That's how we got it. If you need to get out of it,
you can climb round, you can do the thing of climbing round. Oh god, that reminds me of some Muppet who was basically in my first year, who, when we were on the 7th floor, decided, pissed as a fart, to get out of the window and climb around and get back in.
Okay.
He didn't die.
Ian Banks good. Was a great fan of climbing hotels, particularly when he had a few whiskies in him. At one point, his wife had made him promise that he wouldn't climb the Adelphi. And so instead he climbed the underside of the bar carpet.
When I lived in Brighton, there was a German guy.
He's
in
a nice
the
guy,
flat,
actually.
German guy in the flat next door who frequently locked himself out, and there would just be this knock at my door, and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, go on." And he'd go through, open the window, step out, close it behind him, and then disappear across the ledge. He didn't die either. So.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, it wasn't the 7th floor, but it was high enough to die.
Yeah. You can imagine, it literally, this guy was going round. Everyone's quite pissed. And all the girls were going round literally from room to room, screaming at him to get in. You know, with them inside and him being on the outside.
So, what do you recall of your situation?
We were climbing on this 7th floor window. No.
Weren't we in a plane?
We'd done stuff and you had driven into the reason
you,
we got
you're
to,
the, or am
no,
I
you're
the driver.
The, you're the driver, I'm not. I haven't got, well, at least I don't think I am. I've actually got drive. Actually, I have to be fair.
I think we were both good drivers, as I remember.
My drive is quite good, but I've not got it as a,
The feats associated with it, is that right?
Yeah. So I've actually got, but I've actually got a 6 in drive. So that's actually
good. That is good.
Yeah. Mm. So one of us, drove a large Jeep-like thing that it was like a American truck
yes.
thing that we were driving around.
I remember
around.
That.
Hummer or something, was it?
No, sort of more flatbeddy.
It wasn't that enclosed.
No, it's more.
You pinched it from the gang who shut up the cafe, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it something I said?
No, he's pressed the wrong button.
Maybe he can only access one thing at a time on his computer and he's looking for the character sheet.
Or the insurance company is in league with his ISP.
We think they've repossessed his internet connection.
Yeah.
Many things possible.
Yeah. But, yeah.
30 minutes.
So I think we drove on. We had a bit of a shootout in the cargo area. And we had just opened the door into the thing. And we saw that they had crates of stuff. And I can't remember what's in the crates. But they were surrounded by quite a lot of mercenary type people. And I think that's where we left it.
Apologies.
So, can you remember what was in the crates, Nick? So, if you remember, we had a fight in the cargo area.
Yes,
on the plane, and then we won that, and then we opened the door to sit to have a look in, and there were some crates of things.
You were being sneaky, I recall. At least
we were being sneaky. I want to say it was something like it was some kind of a bit like Moonraker, you know, drug that will kill millions type thing. But I might be talking completely to rubbish.
Well, I'm fairly sure it wasn't that.
Okay.
I feel like weapons.
Let's go for weapons.
What else did you see? That's basically what's going on at the moment. So you've done.
And we're about to find out that we didn't search the cargo area as much as we thought.
Have you actually got out of your vehicle yet?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got out because we've had a gunfight.
Okay, cool.
But we have been sneaky up to the door from the cargo area to the passenger part of the plane.
The door that you would both be aware is the door to the cockpit opens. A man in a really quite elegant suit comes out. This is an Italian production, after all. Elegant suits are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Two distinctive things about him. Three, actually. One, he has a briefcase handcuffed to his left wrist. Two, he has a small box in his right hand with a flashing red light on top, roughly under his thumb. That isn't good, is it?
That's
and
not
three,
ideal.
He's wearing a parachute.
Are all of his mates that are in the...
He says to the mercenaries, everything is going according to plan. Prepare to jump.
Were we part of your plan, Shunny?
Did you have this accent in your first...
Yeah.
No.
Mark, you didn't warn me.
I tried, I just didn't say
I just
it
thought
out
it was something
because...
he was mainly, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I'll try it out tonight.
No, I'm Sean Connery from The Rock. Mm-hmm. Like Jenny from the Block, but, you know.
Who's that?
Oh, dear. It's Jennifer Lopez from 20 years ago. You gotta keep up with these things, young Mishy.
You don't mean Attack the Block, then?
No, it's a different...
Where are you going, though? Faintly Turkish, though. Anyway...
You've just stepped out.
I'm currently hiding. I think most people are hiding, but you've just stepped out and confronted this person.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you've done that. Okay. So I will quietly get back round into the cargo area then, because they didn't see me. You've just barged past me, who was quietly watching through the thing.
Okay, so I think that was at least moderately surprising. So you can have an action round to attack.
Yeah, jolly good. Now, I still haven't found my character, but I've got a rough idea. I might have to reconstruct him from the audio previously. But I've not been recashed. I'm back for one last job. Oh, sorry, this is a different game, isn't it?
I suspect so.
I think I was pretty good at the shooty-shoot. I think I had, like, nerves 3, shoot 3 from memory.
I think we both had nerves 3, shoot 3.
The commando is specifically the gun specialist, so it seems very likely anyway.
Yes.
What are you shooting?
I'm going to shoot the parachute off his back.
No, I'm thinking gun-wise. Are you shooting something like Uzi 9mm or something like that?
No, I think I've got a big old pistol.
Well,
is this modern day, or is it...
Yes.
It's modern day, 80s, yeah.
It is 80s, okay. Yeah, modern day, the 80s, it's not... Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Listen, the other day
I just saw a picture of Paul Gross,
you know, who is now 66, and doesn't look quite like Benton Fraser did. After we were talking about New South.
Oh, really? Did he not?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, he's 66. I don't want to know him. Well, you know, he looks really good for a 66-year-old thing.
But he doesn't.
But he's got... Well, he's currently in Waiting for Godot, so, I mean, obviously not looking at his best, because that's...
But he's not supposed to.
Not the point, is it? Yeah.
To be fair. Right. So I have got 3 and 3, so I roll 6 dives? Is that right? Yeah. You know you're just waiting when I get 6 dives. Look... Suitable to roll together.
For God's sake, just roll any 6 dice.
Won't work, Mark. It's never worked.
Well, 6 siders would be a good start.
Yes, yeah, I've got. There we go. These
don't forget
suitable.
That the rules actually say 2 or more matching faces. So he could even argue that if they're different sized or coloured d6s, they won't match.
I have no problem with coloured dice. Right.
Well, that's not good.
No, I don't want to be racist.
Some of his best friends are dice.
Right, okay, so I'm rolling 6 dice. And I'm shooting a pistol, and I'm aiming at the, like... So he's got... In one hand, he's got something red and ticky. Is that right?
Ticky bar, perhaps?
It's more red and switchy.
Yeah, there's definitely a switch... Where a movement of his thumb could easily press it.
Shoot his thumb out of his hand.
What? Some kind of... This isn't a 90s vaudeville kind of gory horror shot. I'm going to shoot it out of his hand.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
I've probably got some feats to help with that. I would expect... I have a feeling my catchphrase was something like, this isn't my first chance.
So what
is suitably generic for anything I do. Maybe it was a bit too good for... maybe it was I'm too old. I'm literally too old for this.
I have a feeling it was, in fact, I'm too old for this.
Yeah, I think it might be that.
I'm too old for this shit.
You probably couldn't get the license to say shit, so...
I think I'm going
to... It wouldn't sound right.
I'm too old for this.
An extreme...
Malarkey. Extreme, yeah, that's fair. I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, I couldn't, but I'm not going to. Right. Have I got death roulette?
That's when you run out of... grit.
I think you might have gunslinger.
Yes, I've a
which will allow
to...
you to do a free reroll when you screw.
Oh, I was definitely doing a lot of free
when you inevitably flub the roll.
All right, let's try it.
Just roll them bones.
Let's roll the dice and then see. So it doesn't matter what I roll; it's how many pairs and triples I get.
Yeah, what you specifically is a quadruple.
Fuck's sake. Literally, for fuck's sake. And a bollock. Which two. Actually, that's two. I've got two pairs of two. So I might the number doesn't matter, does it? So that's I'm going to re-roll one of my, so I can re-roll any dice I want, or just one dice?
Well, first of all, are you using a free re-roll, or are you using your actual one chance to re-roll? Do you think you get a free re-roll on this?
I'm sure I do. I'm pretty certain.
Right, so you might as well use that first. Right, what you re-roll is anything that is not already making a combination.
Okay. Right. I'm pretty sure it's hard to kill now. I'll work with that in a sec. Well, that has availed me none.
Okay, now you can use your regular reroll, but if you do not get a better result than you already have, you will lose one of the successes you currently have.
Yeah, no chance of that. Let's reroll. I'll be very glad to see a bollock. That's disappointing.
Well, that's a bad miss.
I have gone down to one. Well, no, basically. No,
that should have been only ones that weren't part of a set already.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so, but I lose one of them now, don't I?
Yeah.
So now I've got one pair.
Yeah, and that is not
bollocks.
That's not good enough.
That is not enough to shoot the thing out of his hand.
Can I gamble? Have I already?
Incredibly, given the amount of time you've been in this episode, it could be the shortest ever.
I'm going all in.
So you re-roll again anything that isn't part of a group.
Anybody who's in the cockpit, can you start looking for? Not in the cockpit, in the cargo area. Can you start looking for anything where you can make a parachute?
This time, I'm going all in.
I've got parkour.
I've now got four of a kind.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good enough.
Yes, that is exactly what you needed. Well, you do indeed shoot the detonator out of his hand.
Tick.
Wow.
Tick. Tick.
That must tick. Be a bit of a blow, I'll say.
Let's see. He...
As they open up on me.
runs for the side door. And then everything gets very loud. And bright.
Now, did that cost me any grit or anything
No.
Okay.
And
so, when you say everything gets very loud and very bright,
it's all a bit confusing for a few moments, and then everything. Well, I would say it quiets down, but there's this rushing sound that's kind of predominating. You are
where
in a. Well, I suppose a collection of debris would be the fairest way to put it. There are fragments of crates, there are mercenaries, some of whom look quite annoyed. Some of them have parachutes, or most of them don't. There are some parachutes floating around in midair.
Nick, as first impressions on meeting someone go, this is a doozy.
Garen's getting closer.
Can I just check on the status of the plane that was around it?
He don't seem
what
to be
plane?
Able to see the plane.
Oh.
Uncontrolled demolition. It's an uncontrolled...
Unscheduled.
Unscheduled.
Oh, Artemis 2 might be, speaking of which, Artemis 2 might be launching soon.
Yeah.
It's later the week, so...
I
would like
tonight.
To emerge from behind some debris and
tomorrow,
say, what sort of dangerous idiot are you?
It's not the time, Brainiac. I'll say, grabbing a parachute.
Okay, I think it is time for... Well, I mean, really, you've just been acting quite a bit, so I think I'll give other people this round. There will be more rounds before you hit the ground, don't worry. But I think grabbing a parachute would basically be a critical action role. You can talk me into whatever combination of stat and skill you think is relevant.
How about dexterity?
It's a good start. And
dex, well, it's certainly crime. Not awareness.
Crime, did you say?
Well, dex is under crime.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'll have it as Dex and Nerves if you want, but basically, I'm not actually shitting myself. Well, actually, I am, but that's beside the point. I'm also, if I can, I'm looking around for any large bodies of water to try and fall into.
Oh, there's quite a large body of water. In fact, you can see the shore below you.
Okay.
In the light of the rising sun.
Thank you. How pretty.
But okay, let's have your roll. You're looking for a critical, so a set of three.
A set of three, okay. I've rolled two twos. I've rolled two sixes, two ones, and a three and a five. Which is not what I was after, but that's... So...
So you don't actually have a success, so you can't invoke the standard reroll.
So I can't...
Do you have anything that give you a free reroll?
No.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you. There's several thousand feet to think about.
Okay, so, plan A, grab a parachute. No. Plan B.
Well, you have not immediately grabbed a parachute. It's not completely impossible that you might do it in the future.
Plan B, there's water down below. I would like to go into the water.
Oh, that won't be a problem.
In real life...
It's not going to help very much.
Oh, no. In real life, if I would be an awful lot happier if I'm, as long as I'm over water. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, let's be honest about it. These days, with my amazing physique, I would splat like a pancake, but... You know, were I to be Bruce Willis from Moonlighting, I would be...
I think you'd have to be from the fourth Die Hard movie to get away with that. Bruce Willis from Moonlighting would have been a puddle.
Yeah, I think he might have been as well. Actually, water's all right.
Up to a point.
Hit back as hard as you hit it.
But I mean, it depends whether you're an Olympic diver or not, really.
Yes, yes.
Greg
Luganus. And as you go, you say, I feel like Vesna Vulovich.
Yeah. So,
we can't have landed.
Flight attendant on Jap Flight 367 when it blew up for reasons never entirely understood. Anyway. And they didn't let her go back to work as a flight attendant.
She landed in snow, though, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't say, well, that's technically water. I mean, there's clearly some differences.
No, she was incredibly, incredibly lucky.
Yes. I know the story.
Meanwhile, Ignatius, what are you trying to do?
That seems like a jolly good idea. I would like to see if there's a parachute or indeed a mercenary with a parachute anywhere near me.
Okay. You could either try to grab one that's floating free, or you could try to take one off somebody else, or you could just try to attach yourself to somebody else in the hope that the parachute will stop you both. What are you going for?
I'm not convinced I've ever used a parachute, but they probably have. So if there's someone within grabbing distance, I would like to, you know, try and limp it.
Okay, this is where I really ought to have a character sheet open, isn't it?
This is probably the worst of the available options, but it does seem...
It's the one I've been planning to do on the basis that it's a bigger object to grab hold of, so I'm more likely to succeed.
I don't think I can put a parachute on and work out how to deploy it before I hit the ground.
Oh, there you go.
I think that would be brawn and either fight or stunt. But if you want to convince me of something else, go for it.
It only makes one dice difference anyway. Can I make a cry for nerves?
And
I'm happy with stunt, but quick reflexes and steady hands.
Yeah, all right.
Considering it's the first round,
could you drive a mercenary towards the ground successfully?
I've got two. I've got one, matching twos. I probably need more than that.
Yeah, as with Mark, you've needed three of a kind.
Yeah. Let's risk it. Let's take
well,
the risk.
Hang on, you can't do the standard reroll unless you got at least one success.
So I got matching.
Yeah, but what you needed for a success was three of a kind.
Ah, okay, doesn't count as success at all.
Then you could do the reroll, try to get more.
Yeah, I see. Do I do that? Do I want to go all in?
Well, again, that
also can't do that.
Requires you to have one success to start with.
Okay, yeah.
So
the idea of the matching pair doesn't count as a success is going to take a little while to get
Yeah, because the difficulty of this is critical, which is the second level of difficulty,
you need a matching pair. You need to have succeeded.
Which is probably what Tiffany's going to need as well. What are you trying to do?
Well, Tiffany was trying basically exactly that thing, aiming for somebody who clearly knows how to use a parachute because they've managed to put one on and buckle it up, leap up, you know, punch him in the face or whatever, and attach myself in the sort of way that steers us towards whatever is the most disintegrating part of the plane so that we leave before he has any idea what's going on, really.
So basically broad plus alert.
I shall acrobatically launch myself at the moment.
Okay, I mean, it's a bit late to worry about parts of the plane, that some of them are fluttering nearby.
Yeah, I'm just trying to aim for an exit, whether it's an
intentional one. You're not inside the plane. You are in the area where the plane used to be.
That's fine. If we move to that stage, I will just go for the nearest mercenary who... To clarify, who is wearing a parachute, not just hold the burst and go, ah!
Okay, so again, probably a brawn and fight or brawn and stunt, unless you want to convince me something else is more appropriate.
Brawn and stunt is absolutely fine.
I think you're looking for three of a kind.
Yeah. Unless he has a skateboard. So I've rolled two twos, a one, and three threes.
You're,
I think that's a success.
You have successfully grabbed onto a mercenary.
Right. Nut him, and then... just don't let go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're back to the reaction round, and let's see... Normally this is all separate things, but I think... Well, I'm sorry, normally it's all the same thing and you all make the same roll, but I think in this case there are various different things happening. So, in the case of Tiffany, which is the easy option, the guy draws a big scary combat knife and tries... You're probably not behind him because you need the parachute to be able to open. So he might be grabbed onto his legs. Does that seem plausible?
I was kind of aiming for the shoulders, but
okay. Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
If only because the thought of sitting on the guy's shoulders and pounding his head as we fall towards the earth—it
does seem dramatically correct.
That's perfectly reasonable. Okay,
he's going to try to woman.
Stab over his head. So I will want a critical brawn plus dexterity.
Dexterity is under crime. Of course it is. That's exactly where I'd expect it.
Okay.
So in that case, I've only got five to roll. I've got two fives, two ones, and a four. So that's not a success at a critical, is it?
Indeed it is not. And...
Bomb.
Let me just remind
I did get...
I think you'll lose some grid. I just need to check how...
I did get a re-roll for reaction when fighting unarmed. Which
you're doing that. Go for it. So that's you re-roll the ones that aren't part of the combination.
Oh, right. So that was two fives. Or did I say two twos? You've got one in that case.
Well, no, you can re-roll three of those if you wanted to see if you can... Yeah, so you can keep one set.
No, I think if you had a set, if you had two sets, they have to stay two sets. You can roll anything that wasn't a set.
I thought you could just choose because
I rolled a five.
I may have to check the Italian original version of this because the translation may be iffy. But anyway, that would be.
That is one critical success then.
Excellent. Okay.
I'd have been very upset if I'd decided I was going to just stick with the twos and try to roll another two and that five had come up.
You do have with that basic, you also get an extra quick action if you want to use that, so you could, if you've got
disarm him?
If you've got a thingy that uses a quick action, a feat that needs a quick action, you could do that now.
Quick action's a specific thing, is it? I have.
Or grab or throw an item or something of that sort. Basically, a fairly quick thing that doesn't need a roll is what a quick action is for.
Right, so that wouldn't include trying to disarm him. Not really.
Maybe grabbing his arm, so you're not disarming him, but basically he's
having to... That sounds a bit combat-y though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a quick action is nothing you would need a roll for.
Yeah. Like pulling the skateboard out of my backpack?
Possibly.
Or off the back of my backpack?
Or indeed pulling the ripcord on the parachute, I mean.
That's actually a thought. That might even make him drop the knife, or at least stop waving it above his head.
Yes.
I'll come back to that.
He cuts his lines, and the last thing he sees is this girl hanging on to the lines by dear for dear life as he plummets to his doom.
Okay, Mark. You...
You're plummeting to your doom.
What are they trying to do to you, apart from... I mean, they could wait for gravity to do the job, but... No, One edge of a crate slams into you. Could I have a brawn plus endure, please?
Oh, I'm not so good with this, I'm afraid. Right, let's see what happens here. And indeed, I get nothing. I get a 1, a 4, and a 5.
Okay, you're going to lose some grit. And somewhere I've got a thing that tells me how much.
You have a thing that tells you how much...
3 grit.
Okay, that's pretty nasty, but I'll take that. Bang, bang, bang.
Let me change to my correct name.
And your character
name. Switching your name.
I found my character's name.
And your character name.
Oh my god. don't go
changing. Oh dear.
That's just...
I've basically reconstructed my whole character. I also found out my flaw is doesn't trust anyone. My character.
Brilliant. We really all got
I'm one. Too old for this.
Name Connolly. It's a bit of a deepest stunt kind of a name, isn't it?
Okay.
So I've basically just been nailed by a crate.
Yeah.
Well.
And
not in a good way.
Is there a good way for that to happen?
Ignatius.
Yes.
What is happening to you?
I suspect this gentleman is very unhappy about me attempting to grab hold of him.
I think the man in black is going to shoot at you. Let's have a nerves and awareness for all.
Terribly rude of him.
Finger
shot.
Okay, 4 dice. Nothing.
Okay, ow, you're going to lose 3 grit for that.
Excellent.
Nick, you were in the doorway when the explosives went off. You seem to be being carried away from, by air currents or something from the everywhere else, like where all the parachutes and things are. Could I have nerves and stunt to try to resist that?
I haven't got stunt, but I have got nerves of 3, so that's 3.
You've got at least a point in stunt, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've got 4, because I've got 3 nerves and no stunt. This is a cunning stunt. Okay. And what do you want me to get?
3 matching.
How about 2?
Not so much.
That doesn't count.
How about 3 grit?
I've got a military background. I do for a living.
I think you'll be having a military underground.
I might have a military funeral.
Our situation has not improved.
What does three? So I'm taking three grit.
Yes. So tick off that, three grit boxes.
Okay. Now I am hard to kill, which means that I get plus one adrenaline and plus one to my next roll. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's per. That would be pretty good if it was per damage, but I think when I take grit, that happens. I don't think I get plus three, plus three.
So no, I think you probably get plus one.
That seems about right, doesn't it?
For this attack. However, if you then take grit again, you get another plus one.
Yeah, yeah.
When you fill in your bad box, which is number eight.
Oh, so not yet.
You get an extra adrenaline and plus one to your next roll.
Oh, so nothing right now.
And you not, is that... Yeah?
Don't we all get that?
No, so the hot box, which is number 12.
Ah, right, okay. So he gets it early.
I get it early.
Sure. And you still get the condition that you get when you get to the bad box, but...
Yeah, but I remember now I'm a diehard is my trope.
But your name is not Bruce.
Nor are you Welsh.
Okay, so it's back to you guys. The ground is closer.
Complain Bryce Wallace or something.
Ignatius is attached to a mercenary who is attached to a parachute. Rest of you are dropping faster.
No, I failed. Tiffany is attached.
Right, sorry.
Tiffany's alright.
I spectacularly failed to achieve anything so far.
And Tiffany has pulled the cord.
Yeah.
So when do I do a death roulette roll?
When you tick off the last, when all your grit is gone, you take one more.
Okay.
So but you'll be fine.
When you're at zero hit points, basically.
Do you think we had any grit?
No, we didn't.
You got all your grit back at the start of the session.
Okay.
I don't suppose that this crate that, I am now sharing space with has a cargo parachute on, does it?
Crate
or a
lid
life raft that worked for Indiana Jones.
Sorry?
It's more of a crate lid than a whole crate, and the other side of it is quite scorched where the explosives went off. And these weren't really designed as bombs.
Okay.
You could flap it very vigorously.
I can't believe you could stand on it and try and surf down.
Well, it's very, it's appropriate for the kind of film. Maybe it's more for the finale. I thought we were at the end of the last film, not the beginning of the next one. My bad.
Is there any sign of anything like that I could use to slow myself down?
Well, there are other parachutes.
The ground will do that for you.
Let us see if I can grab another parachute, says he, with less hope than...
So you're going to be wanting three of a kind.
Three of a kind, and are we okay still go with nerves and dex?
That seems reasonable to me.
Okay.
You can three. Do this.
Okay, I have three fives,
okay.
Two twos, and a one.
Ooh. Okay, that will get you a parachute.
Okay, I grab the parachute. I clutch it
like a friend and still from it to the
end. I clutch it, yeah, and basically I am now going to try and put the damn thing on.
Mm-hmm. That will be for a future round.
It will be. How many rounds away is the ground?
Oh, you're fine.
One 1,000. Two what?
I suppose if there is any sign of another parachute nearby, we'll try and grab that.
You can find one at least, yeah.
This man obviously doesn't wish me to. Very ungenerous of him, I feel. Personally, I'd nick his knife, cut the straps, and then just basically just dangle down from the parachute.
I will mention.
Is that likely?
I seem to remember you have a feat that lets you spend adrenaline to use a no rather than something else.
That is.
B, in general, you can just spend an adrenaline to get an extra die.
Okay. Personally, I'd just smack his skateboard over his head. No, actually, no, you're the right.
I've got a notebook and pencil. They are less effective.
Stick the pencil up his nose. So last one was I did nerves and fight and was not terribly good. Okay, you know what? I'll spend my adrenaline to get to use no on this, and I will target a weak point on his. I will try and simply detach the parachute from him.
Okay.
To catch him by surprise.
We are designed, by the way, in real life, not to allow this, but let's carry on.
Exactly. It's cinema logic. Okay.
Incidents that like this that made them not detectable.
Look, you know me.
Escape hatches in lifts next.
You know how thoroughly enthusiastic I normally am about arguments from reality. This is an action film.
It is. It is. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, the good news is I've once again got two matching dice.
Okay.
So, next
turn. Well for you, isn't it, Ignatius?
Right, Tiffany, what are you doing?
Let's see you think your way out of this one, Brainiac. Sorry, I've never met you.
He just looks smart. It's the size of his head. I didn't realise you were a crash helmet. Sorry, I thought you had an enormous brain.
It's the brain.
Tiffany is going to reach over and yank this guy's chain.
I thought you yanked it last time.
Well, wasn't I presumed that something involved.
No, I didn't think you needed to. I thought that was nice.
In that case, I'm going to hang on because I suspect there'll be a sudden jolt.
Okay.
Even better, wrap your legs around his neck. Sudden jolt.
He's not supposed to enjoy this.
No. Sudden jolt. Oh dear, you appear to have broken his neck.
Well,
actually, no, it's not that sort of film, is it?
Tiffany will be landing head first, which even with the parachute on doesn't feel like a great...
No, she won't be.
Oh, she's on the back, is she?
She's on top.
Basically, he's giving me an orientational piggyback.
Okay.
Yeah, so it might be brawn and fight, it might be brawn and stunt, it might be crime and dexterity. What do you think?
I'll go for either brawn and... Well, brawn and fight and brawn and stunt are the same thing, so I'll go for stunt.
Okay.
Because that, I think, goes more to her acrobatics kind of thing. So, what am I trying to... Actually, there's very little point asking. I've almost got six different numbers there. No, I've got two threes, that's all. Was this a basic success?
This is a critical.
Another critical. I haven't got a critical.
From what I read of the book, it's basically always a critical.
Critical is the default.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? But it's not called. But it's called critical, which suggests that it's.
Yes.
No.
And you could call it a three. That would also work.
Mm. Yeah. The names are.
I was thinking.
It sounds better.
There's a reason why Stefan O'Sullivan spent a long time working out the level names for Fudge.
Mm.
Yep.
And he still wasn't happy when he'd done it. Right. In that case, I haven't managed to pull that.
Okay. But you're still reasonably attached, and he's probably going to pull the ripcord sometime fairly soon anyway.
I suppose we're working towards the same end for at least part of this journey.
Your allies of circumstance.
And
with a bit of luck, he'll break his ankles.
Okay, so I'm near nothing in midair.
Yes.
Any chance of anything coming near?
Well, I mean,
you did.
You did work your way back towards the thing. That was what was costing you the grit.
Anyone? Okay. Any parachutes around, or can I skydive down towards someone who's got a parachute on, or
not
a
me.
Parachute?
Either of those things would be a possibility.
I feel like I'm going to skydive down and either scoop a parachute out of the ground, quickly pop it on.
Out the ground? Don't.
I mean, there's losing at last minute and then there's being...
I feel that, you know, even with a flight suit, by the way...
Covered my floor. Okay.
You're basing your plan on Wile E. Coyote.
If there's a free parachute, I'll grab that. If there's a free burly man wearing a parachute, even better.
Which would you prefer?
I feel like the burly man with the parachute.
Okay. So that's probably going to be some sort of fight, brawn fight, maybe?
I have fight 3 and brawn 3.
And you're looking for a triple?
I don't have... Did they teach this in the military?
Remember, you can spend an adrenaline for an... you can't, because it's 6 dice already.
I don't think I'll... Yeah, that's what I kept coming across last time. I kept being too
You're
good.
Just too damn good.
Is that a 1 or a 6? I've got for fuck's sake, and then a symbol, and I don't know if that's a 1 or a 6. Bollocks, it's a 6.
This is why I don't get dice with symbols on them.
That's a pair of 2.
Death dice with a skull for a 1 usually work for me.
And I don't think I haven't got a free reroll. So what can I do? Spend a grit for a reroll?
No. At this point, you have failed.
I'll just go past it. Wow.
Okay, have you all acted now? I think you have. Anybody feeling left out?
No,
nope.
I think we've gone.
Okay, yeah. Back to the bad guys and the environment. Man in Black is going to shoot at Shane. Let us have a nerves and awareness for that.
Why me? I'm going to die anyway.
Because you irked him.
I did irk him.
I'm going to suggest that he may not be shooting with as good as he should have been able to, because he can't put 2 hands together because he's only got 1.
Well, I didn't shoot his hand off, just the detonator.
Yeah, and you missed that. In fact, quite possibly you hit one of the crates of explosives, but yeah.
I didn't. I succeeded with my shot.
Oh, yes, you're right. You did. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, you completed the circuit and blowing it out of his hand, but yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't get the satisfaction of doing it.
It's true. And that hand is probably at least tingling a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The fact that he slightly missed makes up for, potentially dying here.
I was just about to step out from behind a crate and ask everyone to please calm down, you're accountable explosives on board.
If only you've done it first. Right, so it's me that rolls, isn't it? Yes. He's shooting at me. So it's, what am I rolling?
I feel the man in black, by the way, is played by a young Martin Landau in North by Northwest, but maybe that's just me.
Very nice.
Nerves and awareness.
I don't seem to have awareness written down, which means I've only got 1 in it, which means I've got 4. Do I spend adrenaline now or after?
Before you roll.
Have I got any adrenaline?
Yes. You normally start with 1, unless you've already spent it.
Not refreshed at the beginning of the session.
It isn't, but never mind. Assume you have.
Let's assume you have, because...
I'll spend 1 adrenaline.
So 1 more die.
5 die. Can we call them die sections? So I don't... never have I been more pleased to see a pair of bollocks and a for fuck's sake. That will be a 3.
A bit of a risque one for an episode title there.
Oh, I was thinking more as a separate clip.
Yeah. I still would have loved to have been around when your daughter saw those. Daddy!
Okay, so...
They've been with a mum in a traffic jam. They're quite used to swearers.
You have a parachute-laden mercenary.
I thought I was being shot at by the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. But you did...
I mean, you shoot a parachute-laden mercenary at me.
Yeah, right, you've managed to avoid being hit. Excellent.
Me and my big
mouth. What is your... What is happening to you?
So Dick is clutching onto a parachute, loving a parachute. If he could make love to the parachute, he would be making love to the parachute now. But he probably needs to put it on first.
Okay, but this is a reaction round. I think what we're going to have is a mercenary who is strangely parachuteless is going to feel that his need is greater than yours. So could you give me a brawn and dexterity to hang on to the thing?
Oh, brawn and dexterity. Okay, so I lose a dice because my brawn is not perfect, but my dex is good. 4 fours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that for a bunch of soldiers.
Okay. Not only do you hang on to it, but you manage to push the guy off to Farold's speed, so he's not likely to be able to get back to you.
Cool.
Right, Ignatius, you are not getting a parachute floating past you. You're getting a spinning piece of aeroplane, or possibly X piece of aeroplane. This is going to do its best to take your head off. So, a brawn plus endure, I think.
Go on, Shim, you can do this. Come on. Obviously, okay. As a brain, you will have taken high brawn and high endure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's
three dice as well.
Get them in the box to start with. Matching two.
That'll give you three grip then.
Yep.
John.
Yes. What is this fella doing? I mean, I'm hoping he's going to just pull the ripcord and not have time to do anything against me.
He's
tried to stab you. He's failed.
Check
to see if I'm ticklish.
Yeah, he's going to try to basically do the same thing you were going to do to him, except he is attached to the parachute. So he's hoping the shock of opening the parachute will knock you off.
But will it?
I think that might be a brawn and dexterity, but I will listen to an argument for something else.
Has he got a secondary parachute?
Presumably.
Okay. Because I'd like to go for brawn and stunt in that I'm going to flip forwards and grab hold of the secondary parachute to secure myself while getting out of the way of the main one. So this will, I realise, put us in what looks like a very compromising position to everyone else.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Give it a go.
And I've cocked that up royally. So I've just got two pairs, unfortunately, of twos, and then a couple of strays, so no success.
Okay.
But if you'd consider that doing acrobatics or breaking a fall as a push, I get a free reroll.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I think acrobatics would count.
Was that so? The reroll is just bits that just the dice that aren't connected to the others. To any pairs, is that it?
I think so. Let me just,
rather than everything.
Let me just check, but I know free rerolls are slightly different.
Yeah, the cheat sheet just says it doesn't require the initial success and doesn't risk losing one. And okay, reroll says take all the dice that weren't part of the combination.
You can make a free reroll even if you didn't score any success on your first roll.
Yeah. So I think it is just the...
But it is just the ones that aren't part of a combination already.
That's fine, and I rolled a 4 and a 5, so that makes 3 fours and 2 sixes, so that's one critical success.
Okay, so what you end up with is you've got his backup chute probably gripped very firmly in both hands, and
maybe even teeth.
But you're drifting away from him.
Oh, is this, that's come off, has it?
Yeah.
Could be worse, I suppose.
To another word, he's got a parachute. He's got a parachute, and you've got a parachute.
Okay.
Well, you see, when you put it like that, I sound like I'm being unreasonable for not being very happy with the outcome.
I thought, you know, best of both worlds.
From our position, that it does seem quite...
And I have to say, I'm not just looking at the time, but looking at the position of the ground, this is probably going to be your last action round.
Ever.
So, who's feeling terminally velocitized right now?
Shane.
Shane. Oh, sure.
And I think Ignatius
having some trouble.
Yep. Well, technically, also Dick, because Dick has got a parachute, but he hasn't put it on yet.
Yeah, but you know, ripcord, death grip. Yeah, these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll be pleading for.
What is Shane's brilliant plan?
I'm going to go, you know, like, you know, all spread eagled and ting, and wait for a parachute to land on me and then put it on. I mean, I'll move around a bit.
It's a big sky.
I don't see a dumb luck skill here.
Can I?
An oh fuck it, what the heck skill?
Can I tempt you with survival?
What about streetwise?
You know exactly the sort of CD bar to go to if you need a parachute in a hurry.
I've got leadership. I could command one of the thugs to come to me.
You'd style it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm not just standing. I'm looking up because I've fallen past everyone. Look up, see if there's anyone coming past with a parachute, latch onto them.
That's entirely possible, yep. Right. That sounds like a probably brawl and fight.
Yeah, whoa! Stitch, that's jamming. Oh, I've gone a bit too Scottish now.
You're just going regional.
I feel you have crossed.
You've fallen into my lap, young man. That sounded way creepier than I thought.
Have a word that's original.
4-4-4.
We'll get the job done.
That is a critical.
Okay, and Shin.
Is there like a crate or something falling past me?
Yes.
I would like to try and kick off calculating trajectories so as to intercept one of these mercenaries.
That's entirely doable. Are you planning just to grab onto him or take the parachute off him? Or
Just grab on at this point.
Okay, I mean, that's probably a brawn and fight, but I will listen to arguments for something
else. I want to live.
No, that sounds about right. Let's go. Nothing.
Okay. And I will just point out, because this might be a relevant moment, that one of the things you can do with a spotlight is mm-hmm. save a buddy from certain death.
How many spotlights do we have?
One each.
So, none of you have ever
met this guy.
But he looks like a leading actor.
In his case,
he looks like a future leading actor, but, you know, close.
I'll use my spotlight to scoop him out of the sky and hug him to myself, because he doesn't look like a mercenary, and he looked very scared.
But you grab him thinking he's got a parachute, but in fact you're mistaken.
Yeah, I was going to say, has he got a parachute? No. Have you got a parachute?
I have now.
Also, no. I thought you hadn't.
He just achieved one.
So I will scoop Ignatius out of the sky and say, buckle up, buttercup, and I'll pull my ripcord.
Okay, could you roll me a single d6, please?
Do you want
a 1 to 3.
I got a 3.
Okay, so you cross off your spotlight, but Ignatius, you have a second one.
Ooh.
And
I think come out of that rather better.
As you drift down to land in the sea, I think we will leave it there.
Splosh. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Roger.
It's really weird not rolling the dice.
It is.
I found that with, what is it? The fudge. I've forgotten the name. Polar Adventures fudge.
Mm.
It's very, very strange.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we realise like it, but...
American military law, I've saved your life and that makes you my bitch now?
No, that's prison law, it's a different one.
Prison law.
Oh, what? I always get those mixed up.
Very similar.
I've just escaped to the underground.
So that is 5 consecutive failed rolls, which is 100% of my rolls this session.
That's quite hard to do. How many dice were you rolling?
4 or 5 most of the time.
See, what you want to do is
and
make
and because you need to get a success. The problem is, right, I have a character who's quite good at things other than trying to survive falling out of the plane that's just exploded.
I mean,
yes,
most of
not,
us
not high which, on mine.
Yeah.
It is an odd thing. It's really... there's no intuitive grasp of how likely you are to succeed at anything.
I will say, I've found...
There is on page... There is actually a probability table in the rulebook.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sort of leap out the way it does like a percentage system.
I agree.
You can see
that.
To be fair, it is between 10 and 21% for the number of dice I was rolling.
Also, I have been screwing you over slightly, which I won't do next time. What you need for a reroll is at least one basic success, not the success that you need.
My memory last time is every time we rolled a two, then we got a reroll and we ended up with a three. And that's why I mean by the resolution system being a bit flat. It just felt like every time we did the same thing.
I see, okay.
Well, good to know
that's why it felt different this time, and I wonder if I prefer it this way.
I will point out that even with the rules as written, with five dice, you only have a 47% chance of a critical, even on the reroll. So.
Apparently, I've just achieved my move target for the day.
obviously in dice throwing, if nothing else.
Did you attach the sensor to the cat?
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything with this hand.
I really love the rule book and the kind of tropes in it. It really set me up for the kind of game it was. I'm still not sure about the resolution.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll get that.
I am not here next week. I will be in caravan.
Gotcha.
But I will return like a phoenix from the ashes the week after. Please let it not be like
a phoenix.
Please let it not be a phoenix from the ashes. from the character point of view.
Oh, look, I just want to show you before we go. Look, well, Elliot may be in his deep first DT. Maybe a dice box.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really
cool. That's actually really good.
Hang on.
He made that and the dice and it slides and actually slides. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, that's pretty good.
That's
a damn sight better than what
he was making in DTE.
So he wouldn't tell you and then he's... Because he made that for you.
Well, then his teacher told us during parents' evenings when he was really pissed off. but it was very sweet. No, so, in return, I have bought him the King in Yellow. He's got into the King in Yellow recently. He watched a YouTube video about the Yellow King and like a Minecraft video where they summon up the King.
Generally speaking, being really into the King in Yellow, not a great move.
Oh, it'll be fine. Mm. On that note,
you get to go to the theatre.
Yeah, see you next time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.